Hello, everyone, and welcome to the new year and a new episode of The Impossible Job. I am your host, Laura. So if you follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, you might have seen a little message that I posted a few days ago saying that, hey, listen to The Impossible Job when it comes out today because I kind of have a surprise. There's been some changes going on with The Impossible Job over here, and one of those main changes is that it's no longer going to be just me hosting The Impossible Job. I would love to introduce our new host along with me. Drumroll, please. It's Laura.
Thanks. I'm so excited to be a host now. I have fun coming on every time, so this is really exciting to be part of it.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you to be joining The Impossible Job. I know, like, in the past, I've always been like, listen to us, and but I mean, come listen to us, subscribe to us, right. And I'm like, but it's just me. So now it's an us, and it's and I don't know if you have listened to the podcast before, but yes, my name is Laura,
and I'm Laura,
and she's Laura. So it's the Lauras hosting The Impossible Job.
Easy
now.
To remember now,
exactly. So you've been on the show many times before,
right?
This is why it was kind of like an easy choice for me, just having you come on the show. It just seemed really natural. But why don't you kind of reintroduce yourself?
Sure. So I'm a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. I have been married to my wife for 18 years. We mm-hmm. have two boys, Mason, who is 6, and Smith, who's 4. So I kind of just wanted, I was excited to get this job, I guess, co-hosting opportunity. Yeah. Sure. I really want to bring just a new perspective as a host, as a queer parent, as a woman of color raising a multicultural family, and bring some honesty about mental health issues with parenting.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm really excited for you to join us, and I think there's like a lot of things that we have in common. Like, we're both married.
Right.
We both have two children around the same ages.
Yeah.
But we also have probably very different perspectives on
sure.
parenting. And that's really what this podcast is all about, is just different families kind of coming together. We
with
all
the
have
same problems.
Same problems, same goals, hopefully. But I think this is kind of, you're a breath of fresh air coming into this podcast.
I hope to bring some new things.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for this edition.
Me too.
Awesome. Welcome to The Impossible Job,
a podcast about the misadventures in parenting that every parent goes through, regardless of who your family is.
I'm Laura LaBelle, a part-time working mom with two young kids.
I'm Laura Churchill, a stay-at-home mom with two boys.
We're not experts, just parents. The Impossible Job podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, the hometown advantage. Most folks who work here love living here. They care about the community. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work with the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Post your job today on Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. All right. So let's get into our topic for today, which is
2020. Goals.
2020 goals. Since it is the new year, I have talked about resolutions in the past, but this isn't necessarily a resolution.
Yeah, I'm not a big resolution maker because I don't keep them.
Okay, so these are just kind of goals or things that we would like to achieve,
yes.
Or just things that we maybe should be more mindful
doing.
Of.
Sure.
Yeah. So what are your 2020 goals?
My only tangible goal is to read 40 books.
Okay.
I did 35 last year. I think I did 30 the year before that.
Wow.
So I've been like slowly building up. Before I had kids, I used to read literally 100 books a year.
Okay.
So I don't know that I'll ever get there again, but I'm trying to slowly build up.
Okay. I think that's... I mean, it's a I lot. Think that's amazing. I think I get maybe like 5 or 6 books a year or something.
I love reading, but, and yeah. I feel like it really connects me back to like pre-kid life.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I guess if I have so when we were discussing this before we started recording, I was like, I don't know if I have any like tangible, like actual put my hands on things, but maybe just probably just drink more water.
That is a great one though, because... Yeah. It's my goal every year, and I last 3 hours max.
Okay. I started doing it last year, and I think I did pretty good. But then I don't know. I was doing it for a while, and then it just kind of started tapering off. Like things
I'm
started
not a
happening,
drinker, and I think that's my problem.
So well, I have so in the studio today. I have this huge jug of water. I don't even know how big it is.
It's like a barrel.
It's like a barrel. And I feel like a little kid when I'm drinking it because I have to use 2 hands to like hold it. But mainly I just brought this in because I couldn't find another water bottle in our house. And I went out last night with my husband and some friends, and they had a drink pairing with their menu, and I'm feeling it a little bit today. So I'm trying to hydrate, but it did remind me that I really just should be drinking way more water.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm trying to think maybe the other goal that I had, or like the only really resolution that I guess I had, and it's something that I do struggle with a lot.
Okay.
It's the reason that I go to therapy. Is something that I'm going to try to do or stop myself from doing is giving myself problems that aren't problems yet. So
that
like
is a good one. I mean, I should go to therapy for this. This is a great one.
I sit there and I will think about all the things that could go wrong, or like I'll be in a situation and then I think of how this will affect me, or it could affect me and my family, like weeks, months, years from now. And I need to stop doing that because it prevents me from being in the moment.
Right.
And it just gives me more anxiety than I need to. And so I'm trying to, with the help of a therapist, recognize those patterns and stop them before they kind of manifest into something bigger.
Yeah, I really think I should go see a therapist, but I won't because I don't like talking to strangers. So the idea of pouring out all my worst parts to a stranger seems terrifying. But I'm going to slowly ease into this year of like being better to myself. So last year I started with like self-care. So I have stayed home with my kids for 6 years, and I feel like I have changed my whole life to just being like about them. I don't take any downtime. I don't do anything for myself because I'm like, I don't work. This is my job. I should be dedicated to it 100% of the time.
On that though, I just want to point out, what other job
I know
is 24/7?
This was my 2019 sort of realization, is that nobody else works 24/7.
Right.
So except I parents. Have tried to like step back and be like, it's okay for me to walk away and do something else. And so Sundays have become like my self-care day. Okay. I shower, which I shower sometimes other days, but it's a big day. Hair mask, I face mask, I listen to a podcast, and I close the door to my bedroom so nobody can bother me.
I take like a 20-minute shower instead
of... I shave my body, which is
nice. I use up all the hot water.
I close the bathroom door and the bedroom door.
Multiple barriers. Yes. Yeah.
I pretend I don't have children. I put on my headphones so I can't hear people, and I just zone out for like 2 hours.
That's good.
Yeah. So I really like to keep going with that. Maybe make it more than one day a week. It doesn't have to be like 2 hours of just alone time, but like incorporate smaller chunks of time into my week where I'm like, you know what? I need to walk away and
I need alone time.
Breathe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big, I've always been very fond of my alone time. Like even before I was with my husband, before I was, you know, had kids, just
I like alone time.
Yeah. I was very I've always been I need my own time, personal space type of person. So it was hard going from having, when I had kids and that everything was focused around them, to not having that alone time anymore, or even just like, it was always just like sensory touch overload.
Yes.
Because I was always being touched and things like that. And it was a big adjustment. And then as they've gotten older and I've, I don't know, been in the game longer now, I guess.
You know they're going to survive without you for a few minutes.
Yeah. So I feel you on that. And I think that's a good first step.
Right. Yeah. And I think I'm sure like most stay-at-home parents, or just like where one parent tends to be like the go-to person, where I can hear my kids downstairs and they'll be all, go get mommy, I need XYZ, and I'm like, you are talking to the other parent, just ask them instead of asking them to get me. So it's hard because I instinctively want to like go out there, go downstairs and just fix whatever this is before it becomes a thing. But I'm trying to like step away and this is worth it too. So,
well, it's a whole like you can't pour from your cup if your cup is empty.
Yes, I always tell people that you can't pour from an empty cup.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a good goal for you. And I will just say I'm an advocate for therapy.
I know. So I have other friends in therapy, and I'm like, I should step this up because
it's not easy at all.
Just talking about it is making my hands sweat.
I'll just say this. I had a therapist and I did not like her.
Okay.
And so I stopped and I had to find somebody else. And that was hard and it was scary and it did take time, but I did find the right person for me. And that's good. I think it's a it's like any other relationship.
Me is that like, what if they're not the right one? You know, that's then okay. Having to like,
it's like any other relationship. Yeah. You just have to find the right fit for you. But I definitely feel like there's a therapist out there for you.
I will find the one. I know.
You will just find the idea of like therapist.
I'm like not a talk about the problems. I'm gonna push it down until it can't anymore. Like doesn't I work. Am now on back in, I guess what is this year? 2020. So 2018, I think I did see my doctor. My wife made me go and talk to my regular doctor about the fact that I was going through depression, and I thought we were gonna get through the appointment without her saying anything. And then at the end, she's like, "And by the way." She needs to talk to you about these things. And I literally just sat on the table and cried. Like, the idea of having to, like, voice these things that I've been just, like, pushing down, I just cried.
It's scary. And
so it is scary. That kind of, like, I can tell Betsy about them because I know that you have to love me regardless. You're stuck with me after 18 years.
But this you're paying someone to be non-judgmental, and that's also a really nice thing.
I know. It's just so scary. Like, I don't know you, and I don't know. Those thoughts are so scary and so deep. So maybe 2020 is the year that I decide to step out and be
maybe
like...
Maybe the more that I talk about it, the more you'll feel comfortable with it. And maybe 2021, you'll be like, I'm in therapy. I don't know.
We'll see. That'll be a 2021 show.
There you go. Breaking news. Laura Churchill is in therapy.
I'm getting help, guys. Not burying it deep.
It's definitely a personal decision. It's something that I don't think is.
I definitely feel like I should be in it. It's just, I can see all the benefits. I just haven't crossed that road.
It takes time.
Yeah,
it takes time, and that's fine. It took me a little while to warm up to it, and. It was just like either listening to like a friend or other, like I listened to other podcasts and some of the hosts have been pretty open about their mental health. And I was just like, it turned into like a why not me?
Yeah.
And so I did. And I was kind of discouraged because the person that I found initially wasn't the right person. Right. And it took me another few months just to get up the courage, I guess, to try again. And when I did, though, it was nice.
Yeah.
It's something that I do look forward to, my appointments. I look forward to them now.
I feel like I get stuck in this cycle of what could I possibly tell them, because I have a good life and I love my family and I have a good family. And, you know, even being like queer, I don't have it as bad as so many others. And I feel like that's what I always come back to. I'm like, what am I going to go in there and be like, my wife loves me and we have a decent life. And I feel horrible all the time. So I feel like my steps into self-care this year, I'm learning to be like, it's okay. You can have all these great things and still feel like a garbage human.
Yeah.
Because everybody else does. Chemicals are not like...
Right.
Doing the right things.
Yeah. Well, I think you have wonderful goals.
Thanks.
Do you have any other goals or anything like that for the
year? I'm going to exercise this year. I haven't decided how, because I hate running with like every fiber of my being, even though like I have a treadmill and that seems like the most cost effective way. But we went vegetarian at the end of 2019.
Oh, really?
I feel like I'm really stepping into my gayness as a vegetarian. There's so many, like, in the mid-late 90s, all the lesbians were vegetarians.
Oh, really?
And, like, every time I would talk to my family about it, they'd be like, but do you want fried chicken? I'm like, you know I do. So I feel like I've really stepped into it with that. But we did go vegetarian. It's been fine.
Yeah.
It hasn't been as awful as I really imagined it would be. So I'm going to start exercising in some form.
Okay.
Try to fit more yoga in. That's my goal.
Is there like a particular reason you went vegetarian? Other than just like it's...
My wife is on this health kick. I tell people that she's trying to make us live forever. Uh-huh. And I am of the we're here for a good time, not for a long time life set. But she's really determined we're going to live to 100. And so she reads all these books about like
plant-based,
healthy living, plant-based.
Diets,
yeah. And she made me watch a documentary. I fell asleep. I was like, give me the notes. Just tell me what we're doing.
Gotcha.
I don't need to watch this.
Okay.
So this is always... This is her thing, and I'm like, I don't. Just tell me what to make. What are we eating like these days?
Okay, so is it like full vegetarian? Are you going like vegetarian, vegan, just vegetarian?
So her goal is vegan.
Pescatarian. Oh,
her goal is vegan, and that is really hard. So right now we're in vegetarian. We occasionally eat some fish. Our boys will occasionally eat some meat if they go somewhere else. I'm not sure. They've never been big meat eaters, and even now, like when there's meat, they want it even less. So I don't even think they're going to stick with meat for much longer. But eventually she'd like to get to vegan. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay. All right. That seems...
lofty. That's how it feels.
No, I didn't say lofty. I think it sounds like you're probably doing it the right way. Just kind of slowly.
Yeah.
Kind of tapering and not making... big changes or going all in on something that's completely different than what you're used to. And
yeah, I think like at Christmas we made meat. My family was visiting and I was like, I'm not trying to subject everybody to this and deal with what everybody likes. So we did make meat and our family didn't eat it. We just made it for everybody else. So it was fine.
Okay, cool.
What about you? Any other goals?
My husband and I did talk about, so over the... like the whole winter break and everything like that. So we had like 2 weeks where the kids didn't have any school, but my daughter, Lucy, she was sick like the week before. So she had like actually 3 weeks basically that she just wasn't in school. And so even though it was like 2 weeks, it literally felt like a month and a half that we didn't have anything planned. And it was always that like weird, it's that weird time between Christmas and New Year's where you're like, don't know what day it is.
Right.
And so it was just, I don't know, like something was going on. There was just like the kids were there constantly and I wasn't quite used to it. And it was
kind of spending money during that time because I'm like,
yeah,
well, it just was Christmas. Do something in this house with these things.
So we have the Christmas and we have like a big family, and then January is kind of a big month for us too because we have 5 people in our family that have birthdays in January.
That's too many.
Plus, my husband and I, it's our anniversary in January. So, yeah, so. It's kind of like
it's
December
a lot,
and January are kind of a lot. And so it's a lot of events and you don't really know what day it is. And the weather is kind of cloudy and everything. I was in a funk. And so it was New Year's Day. And my husband was like, hey, there's this hike going on. I think we should go just to get out of the house.
Right. Do something.
And I reluctantly was like, all right, fine. then like we're on this like hike or whatever, and it was really nice. Mm-hmm. I had some sunshine, I got some vitamin D, got some fresh air, and I was just like, I feel better.
Yeah.
Like I didn't realize I needed this. And so we were talking, and one of the things that we talked about was that we want to maybe do this, like not necessarily, yes, we want to go outside more, but I was like, I want to get away once a month.
Okay.
With like you and the kids. Like we'll go up to the mountains, we'll have like just weekend trip,
sure,
where we're just out. And so that's, I think, a goal for us.
It's
just
a great goal, though.
Yeah, that we just get out of town for a weekend, mm-hmm. Just kind of disconnect from stuff.
The world around.
Yeah. And then just maybe go on hikes or go camping or just discover a new, like, area or town, mm-hmm. just nearby.
I like that, though. Yeah. That's good. Like, so, kind of come together, but
nothing like, it's not like we're going to have like a expensive like vacation. It's right. Just like, we're going to go, which is going to, it doesn't even have to be like a weekend. It could be a day that we just get out and get away from our like immediate surroundings are.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's something that we're planning on doing. We already kind of did it in January. We went out to, so we are, we have like a wine membership.
Okay. Like wine of the month, that type of thing?
No, it's so there's like a local winery and we're part of their like wine club. And so every quarter we just go and pick up some like specialty wines that they may have had or whatever. So, so we went out there, we drove out to kind of in the mountains, and then we went to like a brunch place in another town, and we kind of walked around that little town.
I love that.
Though. And then we found another winery. And but I mean, it was nice. We were just out of our normal surroundings. We like walked around a lot and saw things. And
I feel like we tend to do these types of things like in the fall a lot. And mm-hmm. I always love it. So I like the fact that you're like, I'm going to make this the whole year.
A whole year of just we get away. Yeah. So. I think that, yes, that's a goal that we have for this year. That we just spend more together time in a Forced family fun. The three Fs, yes. So that's about, I guess, all the really, like, goals/resolutions that we have. How about you?
That's it for us.
Keeping it simple. Don't
something
expect
achievable,
too much.
Yes. I hope your family gets to have all the fun.
Yeah, and I hope that your family has really good progress on their path of health and wellness and to be 100 years old.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show.
I'm like, so excited to start this. This is a great 2020 goal.
Yeah. I think that's actually, that's a very good goal. And everybody out there, we hope that you, whatever your 2020 goals are,
you stick with them.
You stick with it, or you, I mean,
or don't.
Or don't. But have
the. I hope you're happy.
Hope you're happy, and you can know the difference that if this goal isn't working for you anymore, then you move on. Right. But if not, then I hope you achieve all your goals.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, everyone. We will see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.